In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
As summer ends, winterizing begins. Pick up RV and marine antifreeze, two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Be prepared for the cold weather ahead, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. RV and marine antifreeze, two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant deal is 2 for $4, made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Kyle Busch makes Toyota 2 for $2 in the playoffs.
Strong all weekend with a fast car, and we were able to execute right.
But what about the rest of the postseason? I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Kyle Busch continued his late-season hot streak Sunday in New Hampshire, winning the second race in NASCAR's playoffs after Martin Truex Jr. won the first. Busch led all but three of the final 150 laps and said the victory that will guarantee him a spot into round two doesn't mean he can settle in and take it easy now.
I don't think it does at all. You know, we've been really good lately, and we just need to keep focusing on what we've been doing, not change a whole lot, and go out there and try to lead laps, try to win stages, try to win races, get those points, build up a cushion for the ensuing rounds.
Truex leads the standings by 24 points over Kyle Larson, who finished second for the 8th time this season on Sunday. Busch is third overall, 30 points out of the lead. They, along with Brad Keselowski, have all clinched a spot in round 2 of the playoffs. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back, 6:07. The Todd Brolenkamp Show taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Monday Night Football on the way for those of you who still listen to and watch the league. Alex Kuhn along with Kyle Mann, our producer, and Kyle's going to squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named as the Big Ten's co-defensive player of the week for his efforts in Iowa's 21-19 loss to Penn State over the weekend. He matched a career high with 16 tackles, including 6 solo tackles and 3 for a loss, as well as an interception and fumble recovery. Jewell leads the Big Ten with 44 tackles and has now received the honor twice in the first 4 weeks of the season. Despite the loss, Iowa earned some respect on Saturday night and received 16 votes in this week's AP poll, technically good for 31st in the country. Penn State's Saquon Barkley was named Offensive Player of the Week for his 211 rushing yards and school record 358 all-purpose yards. He also had a career-high 12 receptions and now leads the Big Ten in rushing and receiving yards, as well as receptions. The Iowa softball team beat Kirkwood over the weekend in its second game of the fall season, 5-3, thanks to home runs from Aralee Boger and Allie Wood. The Hawkeyes will be hosting the Big Four Classic this weekend, beginning Friday with UNI. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders split a home-and-home with the Waterloo Blackhawks over the weekend, losing 4-0 on Friday in Waterloo and winning 5-2 in Cedar Rapids on Saturday. They've got 3 more preseason games this week, including another one at home against Sioux City on Thursday. Tonight after the show, it's Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and Cardinals in Arizona. That'll start up around 7:30, and we'll pick up coverage shortly after 7 on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Jesse Rogers of ESPNChicago.com joining us on the program now. And Jesse, the Cubs opening a series against the Cardinals tonight at Busch Stadium. John Lester on the mound for the Cubs. And my first question for you is, which John Lester are we going to see tonight?
Good question. It really is. Not really sure. I don't think the Cubs are really sure. And that's sort of the scary part. You know, it's one of those things, if you could identify the problem, you could fix it. If there was an injury, if there was one particular pitch, but his numbers are down across the board, and that is a frightening sight for Cub fans. So luckily they have enough pitching to get by, even if he does falter, but man, there's nothing better than John Lester at his best in October. So tonight's a huge, huge start for him. It really is. Helps them get closer to clinching division and puts maybe some minds to rest about the playoffs. Otherwise, you know, he gets pushed down in the playoff rotation. I don't think he's in jeopardy of losing a spot, but he may not be the ace that he was.
How does Albert Almora fit into this puzzle, especially in the postseason? I know there's been a call to play him a little bit more, but what are your thoughts on that?
With as deep a team as they have, he's going to play against lefties. He's proven that much. He will go in late for defense, no matter who's on the mound, if the Cubs have the lead. But he won't start against most righties. There's a few righties he will start against. In fact, the potential game one matchup against the Nationals, Max Scherzer is not a bad matchup for him in paper, but I don't know if he would get the call over some lefties because that's, you know, how good Scherzer is. So that's where he fits in. On another team and another situation, he'd be probably playing every day, but right now he meshes against lefties. He plays great defense. That gives him some playing time, but not every game type of playing time.
Ben Zobrist said when they were leaving Milwaukee, they were going to St. Louis with intentions on clinching the Central. Their magic number is 2. It seems to have ruffled some feathers among the Cardinals. I know Tommy Pham in particular has addressed the situation. Is there the possibility that maybe things get a little chippy early on in this series?
There's always that possibility. I mean, let's face it, it's the Cubs and Cardinals. And I'll tell you what, Ben Zobrist did not say that off the cuff. He chooses his words very carefully. He's one of these guys, even if you ask him a simple question about hitting, he doesn't just give you the cliche answer. He will think about the question. He will give you a good answer. That was not by accident, I don't believe. Now, I don't think he crossed the line, but I don't play for the Cardinals. I could see why they would take it that way. So you never know how things could go. Now, there's a lot at stake for both teams, so to get distracted by something sort of silly like that would probably be a mistake. But if one team does get distracted, we'll see if the other team takes advantage. But I don't think any of that was by accident. I didn't have a problem with it, but I don't play for the Cardinals, like I said.
Jesse, we've talked a lot about the Cubs' success against the Cardinals the last two-plus years. They're 11-4 against them this year, other than the fact that, obviously, the Cubs have a ton of young talent and the Cardinals are maybe getting a little older and regressing a little bit. Is there something you can put your finger on to point to why the Cubs have had so much success against their rival recently?
No, I think it's what you said. Look, they've had success against everybody recently, right? They've won. They're going to win 2 divisions in a row, and they certainly did well in 15 and beat the Cardinals in the playoffs. I think things are cyclical, and for the longest time, the Cubs were not part of that cycle, right? They would win once in a blue moon out of nowhere, but it wasn't by design in a way. This has been by design, building for several years since Theo Epstein got here. So it's just sort of their turn to be on top. We'll see if the Cardinals can, or how quick the Cardinals can regroup to really give them a battle. But, you know, Milwaukee and St. Louis certainly pushed the Cubs enough this year, but they're probably going to win with almost a week to spare. It's not as close as we even thought a month ago. So I don't think there's anything special, just their turn, and they have a good young team and a good manager and a good front office, and St. Louis had its time, and now they've got to regroup.
8-1 against the Cardinals at Wrigley Field this season. How much of a factor has that played in really the what we all think is going to be the end result in the Central Division, the Cubs coming out on top?
Well, I think the Cubs have done well in the Central these last few years. Milwaukee gave them the toughest test this year, no doubt. Milwaukee knows how to pitch, and, you know, good pitching will negate good hitting and, you know, make things close and all that stuff. I mean, if you can throw, now the Cardinals can throw too. I feel like the Cubs know the Cardinals pitchers better. The Brewers pitchers kind of are new on the scene. So that's, I feel like, you know, they know them a little bit better. They hit them a little bit better, meaning St. Louis. So, it's played a part, but not just beating St. Louis. I think, you know, beating Cincinnati, beating Pittsburgh. Milwaukee was the one team, I don't know what the final, it was about 500. They may have won the series by a game. So it was a tight series with Milwaukee. In my mind, Milwaukee's a better team than the Cardinals, and we'll see who finishes in second. But you got to give the Brewers a lot of credit. They hung around all year long.
Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago joining us. Let's talk a little bit about the Brewers. Were you surprised that the Cubs were able to take 3 of 4 from them up in Milwaukee?
No. I mean, the Brewers swept them in Wrigley Field. Nothing surprises you in baseball. You have good teams that, at least this year, know each other. If there's any slight edge in any game, that, you know, they're going to take advantage of it. Those first three games were so close in Milwaukee. Either way, Cubs could have won all three. They could have won at least two. They won the, you know, two of the first three, and then you had a great pitching effort by Jose Quintana for game four. So none of that surprised me, no. Remember, teams that play desperate, it's when you have to win, it's that much harder to win. The Cubs were playing relaxed. They knew they were in charge of this division. You know, Milwaukee and St. Louis have to win every game they play. Those are the tougher ones to win than just playing relaxed like the Cubs are.
How important was that start from Jose Quintana yesterday, just given the fact that he's had a little bit of an up-and-down time since the trade and coming over to the Cubs? And certainly some Cub fans have been frustrated over his performance at times, but reassuring for him, at least, to pitch that well yesterday.
Yeah, and for Joe Maddon. I mean, when you're a new pitcher, a new player on a team, you have to prove yourself to the manager in some sense. Because, look, the playoffs are coming. That's not for the faint of heart. You know, the guys that perform are going to be there. He's never been in that situation. So to go out there in the ninth inning and get a 1-2-3 inning, go to 116 pitches, yeah, I think it was big. And when you consider the struggles of John Lester, Jose Quintana might be their best option from the left side in the rotation. So for a lot of reasons, what he's done since, I don't know, a month ago, he bottomed out in Philadelphia. He started to buy into the Cubs' game plan. They do things different than other teams. Certainly the White Sox, who the team Jose came from. So he just needed to sort of build himself back up. And since that Philadelphia game, he's really done a great job, and it culminated in what he did yesterday.
This team as a whole, there are three trains of thought on how playing these high-stress games down the stretch will affect them. Some people think it won't have any effect at all going into the playoffs. Some think it could have a positive effect. Some think it could have a fatiguing effect. What train of thought are you on that subject?
I asked Joe Maddon that, and I know Joe really well. He is all about rest over work. So I don't think he would want. I don't think he wanted to go to the final Sunday and have this thing decided. So because of course you can make the case. Oh, they're involved all the way to the final day, but that's where it's a little overkill. So my point is, I think they're actually in a perfect spot because they are not pushing all the way to the end. They're going to wrap this up with 4 or 5 days to spare. Then there's 4 or 5 days between the regular season and the playoffs. They're going to be just fine. You don't want to be the Dodgers necessarily searching for that mojo again after you were so good for so long. Now, you want to clinch as early as possible. There's no doubt. But if you can't clinch early, something about right around now isn't so bad. So I'm of the belief it's actually perfect timing. They pushed, but they didn't push too hard. Nobody has been overextended at all. Not a position player, not a pitcher. I'm a big Joe Maddon fan. I think his job managing this year was going to be so difficult coming off the World Series, and I think he has done an even better job. In fact, I think his best years were 15 and 17, probably more than the year they won the World Series. That's just sometimes how it works. So I think he's been fantastic, and this team is as good. I think they're as good as anybody out there because they can pitch. If you can pitch in the playoffs, you have a shot. I think it's a roll of the dice next month.
Game one of the National League Divisional Series. Are you giving the ball to John Lester or Jake Arrieta at this point?
No, there's no doubt I'd give it to Arrieta, and maybe even Kyle Hendricks if Arrieta is showing any signs of concern with his hamstring. He's coming back from an injury. I don't think there's a chance John Lester starts game one. If so, the Cubs are really bucking something that's staring them in the face, right? It's one thing if you don't have good pitching, but Quintana just blew the competition away. Hendricks is pitching the best of his season. Arrieta has had a great second half. So why would you risk starting John Lester in game one? Because the problem is whoever starts game one, or the issue is, starts game five. That's the only guy that gets two starts. So game two, game three, game four, it's interchangeable in a lot of ways. They all get one start. They're all meaningful games, assuming no sweep. The game one starter is the key decision in any best of five series, as long as you're pitching four pitchers. So I don't think you can take a chance with Lester. You throw him in game two or four or whatever, hopefully get five innings out of him and move on. But I think it's Arrieta's ball in game one.
It's Joe Maddon. You never know. That's the beauty of it. Jesse, we don't want to take up any more of your time tonight as the series kicks off with the Cardinals 7:15 first pitch tonight at Busch Stadium. We appreciate the time as always.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
ESPN Chi Cubs on Twitter. Jesse Rogers, ESPNChicago.com. Magic number is two games.
What did Tommy Pham say?
Tommy Pham basically said Ben Zobrist better not come up and say anything to him on the diamond tonight and act like they're buddies, because he's a little upset that Zobrist said they were intending to go down there and clinch it.
Well, the magic number is two, right?
Yeah.
So,
hey, Cardinals win all four.
Well, then the magic number still stays at two.
Yeah.
They win one, it goes, well, okay. Yeah. So all they would have to do would be split the series for them to clinch.
I'm bad at math.
It's two. Two and two. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm not offended by it. But Tommy Pham is a fiery guy.
Speaking of offended by things, I took a peek at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I said I wasn't going to read them until 7 o'clock tonight, and I was not true to my word. And I think some people were offended by the segment that we did at 5:30 tonight, but I think it's a segment that we needed to do, and guess what? We're not done talking about this yet. I'm not going to apologize for this either, because I think it's the biggest story in sports right now, overshadowing everything else. And I think that was by design. I think we're all feeding into this. I think we're all getting pulled along.
No question.
Into this, whether we like it or not. And that was the whole point of what was said on Friday. And there's no way around it at this point. You almost feel like you have to have an opinion on this. And we heard from Troy, and I do appreciate the fact that she picked up the phone and gave us a call, because I know that when the subject of dealing with race comes up, it's extremely difficult for her. And again, I just, you know, what she said about having to talk to relatives when they come up to Iowa to visit. We're talking about Iowa here. We're not talking about Alabama or anywhere in the deep South. And I'm going to try to keep this as close to sports as possible over the next 35, 40 minutes. But I was getting caught up on Ken Burns' Vietnam documentary, and caught the most recent part that aired last night. And I think it was part five. And one of the soldiers that he's been interviewing over the course of the documentary is an African-American soldier from Boston. And it's really fascinating because he talks about the segregation in Boston, and they drop these guys into the jungle in Vietnam, and it doesn't matter whether you're from the black part of Boston, whether you're from South Boston, you were in the jungle together. You were teammates. You were wearing the same uniform, and you didn't really have the luxury of being prejudiced over there. And he comes back. This is I highly recommend this. I know PBS isn't everybody's cup of tea, and Ken Burns. This is an 18-hour documentary over, I think, 10 parts, and it is fascinating. And he talked last night about coming back to the United States and arriving in California and then flying from California to Logan Airport in Boston. And he's in his uniform, and he's out in front of the airport, and he can't get a cab to stop for him. And a state trooper finally steps in front of a cab and says, "You need to take this guy home." And the cab driver says, "I am not going to," and I can't remember the name of the neighborhood, but Boston was a largely a segregated city at that time. And, you know, it just, that hit home. Because that's, I think it was 68 when he left the Army. It's not all that long ago. And guess what? Stuff like that still goes on today in this country. And that's as far as I'm going to go off of the sports path there. But it was really hard for me to watch that last night after watching all of the football during the day and to not connect those two dots. And I know it's difficult for you to sit here because you have family that's black, and this is very close to you. Now, this is difficult for, I think, everybody to talk about, but we all approach this differently, and I think this world would be a better place if we listened to one another and remembered that at the end of the day, whether we're black or white or brown or God knows what other Pantone color spectrum there is out there, we all bleed red, and we're all going to the same place. You know, we're all in this together.
And every time something like this comes up, I find it pretty rewarding that we get to sit here and talk about sports, because I think back to how I learned how to, or not necessarily learned how to, but get along with so many different kinds of people. It was through sports. My teammates, my brothers, through sports. And when I was watching the NFL yesterday, I watched some guys kneeling, some guys standing up. But pretty much every team that came out for the national anthem, and even the ones that didn't, were doing something together. People from all different regions of the United States, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, they were coming together for a common goal. And I think that's what makes sports so rewarding. And the fact that we get to talk about it every day and kind of curb some of these topics through sports, I think it's a good thing and not a bad thing, because people that have played, people that have had to put themselves into that situation, know that if they can't coexist with others, they're not going to be very successful. And I think that football, basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey teach you that more than a lot of, teach you to respect people and know where people are coming from better than a lot of avenues in life.
627, the phone number is 319-366-1600. We're going to continue this conversation in the sports vein and what it means to the NFL moving forward. A lot of people think the league is going to suffer from this. And we'll talk about some of the responses from the owners as well as the players. And it is what it is at this point. 6:27. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we return, we'll have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, as well as take a couple phone calls. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Travel back to our future during the Swamp Fox Festival in Marion, Friday through Sunday. Friday, watch Back to the Future on the big screen in Lyle Park. Saturday starts with a 5K run walk, pancake breakfast, and Swamp Fox Parade following a new route. Stop by the Fall Marion Market too. And that afternoon, head to Lyle Park for food, live music, games, and fireworks at dusk. And Sunday, it's the Classic Car Cruise Inn at Thomas Park. Don't miss the Swamp Fox Festival, Friday through Sunday. It's free. Details at cityofmarion.org/swampfox.
6:30, Victor, we're going to get to you in just a second, but we got to get a Midwest One Bank Big Board update in. Kyle Mann here to bring it for you.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named as the Big Ten's co-defensive player of the week for his efforts in Iowa's 21-19 loss to Penn State over the weekend. He matched a career high with 16 tackles, including 6 solo tackles and 3 for a loss, as well as an interception and fumble recovery. Jewell leads the Big Ten with 44 tackles and has now received the honor twice in the first 4 weeks of the season. Despite the loss, Iowa earned some respect on Saturday night and received 16 votes in this week's AP poll, technically good for 31st in the country. Penn State's Saquon Barkley was named Offensive Player of the Week for his 211 yards rushing and a school-record 358 all-purpose yards he had against Iowa. He also had a career-high 12 receptions and now leads the Big Ten in rushing and receiving yards and receptions. The Iowa softball team beat Kirkwood over the weekend in its second game of the fall season 5-3 thanks to home runs from Aralee Boger and Allie Wood. The Hawkeyes will be hosting the Big Four Classic this weekend beginning Friday with UNI. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders split a home-and-home with the Waterloo Blackhawks over the weekend, losing 4-0 on Friday in Waterloo and winning 5-2 in Cedar Rapids on Saturday. They've got 3 more preseason games this week, including another one at home against Sioux City on Thursday. Tonight after the show, it's Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and Cardinals in Arizona. That'll start up around 7:30, and we'll pick up coverage shortly after 7 on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
6:32, you remember Mitch Harris, right, Alex?
Yes.
As a Cardinal fan? Pitched for the Cardinals in 2015, a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy,
yes,
a veteran, and I believe a reservist. He issued his 2 cents on social media over the weekend about anthem protests, which did trickle into Major League Baseball. Bruce Maxwell, a 26-year-old rookie catcher with the Oakland Athletics. Imagine being a rookie and being the first guy to do this. I go back to, I saw Bruce Maxwell play in Beloit when he was coming up in the A's system, and I watched him one night after a game was over interact with a young fan. And he didn't have to do it. But you could tell that there was just something kind of special about him. And I've seen a couple guys like that. Archie Bradley was a first-round draft pick of the Diamondbacks. He should be closing for Arizona, but I saw...
Out of the state of Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, yep. I watched Bruce Maxwell have this conversation with this little kid, and I thought, he just made an impact on that kid's life as a Class A baseball player. He was a second-round draft pick of the A's, and I thought, I'm going to follow this kid's career up through the minor leagues because I figured, you know, catchers are hard to come by. He'll probably play in the big leagues someday. And lo and behold, here we are in 2017, and he's hitting .244 in the major leagues, and that's, I guess, secondary to what he did over the weekend. He was born on an army base in Germany. His father is in the army. His grandfather is a veteran as well. And again, I think that's a really interesting spin that gets put on that. But Mitch Harris, again, former Cardinals pitcher, and a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, put on Twitter and I think Instagram too over the weekend, "America is the greatest country on earth. The First Amendment is a right everyone has. You can use it in so many ways. People may agree or disagree with how you exercise that right. However, this is the reason I and so many others served this country. We believe everyone has the right to stand up for what they believe in, whether you agree with them or not. I hope today people see past protests that may offend them and see people who are trying to begin a dialogue that is long overdue. I pray we as a country can mend these broken beliefs to become a unified country that love each other and care for one another. So please stop saying that everybody in the military service feels one way and one way only about what the players in the NFL are doing. Because just like us, they've got a number of different feelings as well. And that's one of them. And I heard from a lot of service people and saw a lot of comments over the weekend that said that kneeling, that's why they fought. So don't lose sight of that. And don't speak for someone who's wearing a uniform. Let them speak for themselves. 319-366-1600 at 635. We'll step aside. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, yeah, we're going to probably talk a little bit more about this, and I hope to hear from you as well. 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show. More on the way after this.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finny. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some of your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave. Available at Walmart.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
6:39, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until Monday Night Football tonight. The Cardinals and the Cowboys will have it coming your way on our FM frequencies. No Cyclone Sideline Show tonight. Cyclone Sideline Show will return next Monday night from the Applebee's in Ames. Iowa State in action Thursday night. They take on Texas at Jack Trice Stadium, a game that we'll have for you right here on KGYM. The number one selling jersey in the last 24 hours in the NFL has been that of Pittsburgh offensive lineman Alejandro Villanueva. You've probably never heard of Alejandro Villanueva, except for maybe you've seen him in the commercial for the insurance company, USAAF or whatever it is. He served three tours in Afghanistan. He was the only member of the Pittsburgh Steelers to come out for the national anthem before their game against the Chicago Bears the other day. The rest of the Steelers remained in the locker room, and we're already, that was a supposed to be a show of team unity, by the way, and we're already seeing cracks and fissures because Ben Roethlisberger today said that he's had a hard time coping with what he did while remaining in the locker room with his teammates over the weekend, and again, this is all very predictable.
Did you see Alejandro Villanueva release a statement or talk to the media today?
I had heard somewhere that he released a statement, but I haven't read it.
He basically apologized for apparently what he thought was making his coach and his team look bad. And we got a text saying that we're not hearing all sides of the argument. And I want to hear all sides of the argument. I just want to hear it in a non-hateful or calm and discussion-like format. That's all we ask. We've had two people call in, one person call in, Victor in Mount Vernon. We couldn't get to you. If you want to call in, 319-366-1600. I do want to hear all sides of it, and that's what this show is for.
We, you know, The problem is those people aren't interested in hearing the other side either, though.
Right.
Or they think that the other side is getting too much of the attention. Who here is against equality? Raise your hand. And who here supports injustice? Who here supports... And that's really, if you want to get to it, it's not about the flag. It's not about the national anthem. It's about what was going on in the world when Colin Kaepernick first started this and what still continues to go on. And it's been co-opted by both sides to stand for something that it wasn't, no pun intended, by the way, that it wasn't meant to do. This isn't about the troops. This isn't about the national anthem. It was never about that. And yet it's so easy to say it's about one thing and one thing only, and you know it's us versus them, and that is the easiest way to try to convince yourself that you're right and they're wrong. And it gets old and it gets tiresome, and as I said back at 4 o'clock, no one's changing their mind over this. I'm going to feel the same way I do at the end of the day. You're going to feel the same way that you do. 319-366-1600. We lost another caller. 319-366-1600. My apologies. I'm not doing a good enough job of getting to the phone lines today because, well, there's a lot of ground to cover and not a whole lot of time in which to do it. And we're talking about this today. My hope is that we're not talking about it all that much tomorrow. And maybe it's wishful thinking. But there are a lot of people out there that don't want this to be talked about at all. And the only way that things are going to get better in this country is if we have a dialogue. We have to talk about this stuff. And we have to acknowledge that it exists. And that's where I'm at on this. And again, I am a 37-year-old white man who has born and raised in Iowa, and I am extremely lucky, and I realize it. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There is not any amount of money in my any amount of money that you could offer me where I would trade my existence for somebody who is not like me. Because I know I've got it good. And that may sound like a terrible thing to say, but it's me acknowledging the reality of the situation. When I have to listen to Alex talk about his brothers and people saying that they should feel grateful that they're in the situation that they are, that they can do things that his classmates could do, well, why can't we all do those? Why did they have to feel grateful? Because they're black? I mean, that's a conversation that Alex and his family have had to have, and probably numerous times. And it's 2017. I have a one-year-old son at home, and I look at him often. And by the way, being a parent is a scary thing. But you guys know that if you have kids. I'm not breaking any news there. And you think about all of the things that you're going to have to teach your kid in life and all of the ways that you could lead them astray in life. And I think one of the things I worry about most is how I'm going to raise him in this world. And what lessons am I going to teach him? And I think the most important thing that I am going to strive for with my son is to teach him that there are good people in this world and there are bad people in this world. And it doesn't matter one freaking iota what color your skin is. And I know that that's probably easier said than done. I don't like talking about this, and if I had my druthers, I probably wouldn't. I'd love to stick to sports.
I would like nothing more than to stick to sports.
But that's what a number of people want, is they don't want the uncomfortable conversations, or they want them, but they want them for the wrong reasons. They don't want them to make things better in this country. They want them to make things worse. And it's not getting any better. You know, I remember in high school, in the history textbook, and some of the pictures, and one of the pictures in the textbook, it was of segregated drinking fountains in the South. And I remember as like a 16 or 17-year-old kid, late 90s, thinking, I can't believe that that was this country 30 years ago. And it just, I don't know. You start to think about your worldviews and you think everybody thinks the way that you do. And then you step out into the world and you realize, boy, was I naive. And I've traveled all over the country and I've seen a lot of things. I've had a lot of experiences, and I know you two have as well as listeners to this program. And some of them have been good, some of them have been bad. And am I perfect? No, I'm not. And do I deep down harbor some of the same stupid thoughts and prejudices that you listening to the program do? Probably. I think we all do. And it's a question of looking at yourself in the mirror and confronting the reality and trying to address, well, where did those come from? And why do I feel that way? And the only way that you can do that is through dialogue. And again, I keep going back to this issue of people saying that they don't like the fact that the players are using the national anthem as the vehicle for their protests. But if they're not kneeling for the national anthem, why would we be talking about this? And would it be part of the discussion? No. And what those people are saying is they want less public spectacle. Just go off quietly in the corner and protest over there. And I don't want to deal with it because it's Sunday morning and I want to watch football. I don't want to have to listen to Terry Bradshaw tell me that, look, Terry Bradshaw, Bob Costas, Tony Dungy had a great piece the other day. And I saw a text that came in during the gym class earlier today. And I thought, oh, no. It was talking about, well, you've got the NBA and the NFL on one side, and you've got MLB and NASCAR on the other. And I thought, okay, well, there's a little bit of dog whistling going on there. And if you're not familiar with the concept of dog whistle, it just means that when people are talking about something, it's kind of coded. And I think when you say the NBA and the NFL and then MLB and NASCAR, I think that's a dog whistle. And all I thought was, A, Bruce Maxwell took a knee over the weekend, became the first Major League Baseball player to do so, at a time when I believe there are only about 60 African-Americans in MLB. I say African-Americans, I'm not talking about Dominicans, foreign players, I'm talking about guys born right here in the United States and Puerto Rico. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. today, tweeting out a quote from Robert Kennedy Jr., or from Robert Kennedy, RFK. And I thought, how ignorant to say, it's the NFL and the NBA over here and MLB and NASCAR over here, because it's not that simple. It's not that black and white. But yet that person was convinced that it was. And again, as I said, 4 o'clock, said it at 5:30, I'll say it again. I'm not changing any minds tonight, and you're not changing mine. I promised you that I would read the text line at 7 o'clock when I got off the air tonight. I will read every single one of your texts. And I may even respond to a few of them. And you have the right to say what you're saying or typing on the text line. And whether you like it or not, those players have the right to do what they're doing in the National Football League. and people like my grandfather, who served in World War II, fought for their right to do that. And to say otherwise, I think, is the true insult. And to sit there and say that you know what people in the service think about those protests, I think that's an insult too. 319-366-1600-652. Did that about it encapsulate it?
It did.
I don't know what else to say. I'm just a schmuck who sits behind a microphone in Iowa and talks about sports. And I'm not changing the world. And I think it's probably naive to think that any of you are changing the world. But one drop of water becomes two, becomes three, becomes four, and if you get enough people coming together, then you eventually fill up the bucket. And that's the way that I look at it. And we're not going to do this individually. We're going to have to do it together. And in order to do that together, this country is going to have an uncomfortable dialogue. And if you think that I have enjoyed this, or if you think I've been comfortable sitting here on this stool, far from it.
I've had few more uncomfortable days than today, sitting behind this microphone.
Far from it. But it is what it is. And I'm more uncomfortable than others because I've tiptoed the political line one time too many on this station. And I know it. And I'm aware of it. But this isn't about politics, even though it was a politician that rekindled this on Friday. And he got the reaction that he wanted. And we're all feeding into this. We're all part of it, whether we realize it or not. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, am I just going to go along for the ride, or am I going to dictate the terms of this trip? 319-366-1600. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we return, Kyle will not only have a Midwest One Bank big board update for you, but going to tell you what you've got to look forward to on the program tomorrow. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up for just a few more minutes until 7 o'clock. Back with more after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
At Honda, we always look for ways to innovate. That's why we combined summer and celebration to create the Honda Summerbration sales event. You can combine 0.9% APR with the stylish Accord, a car in driver's 10 best. So hurry into your local Honda dealer for the Honda Summerbration sales event. It's amazetacular.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Car in driver, January 2017. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data, now with the first 8 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's way less with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's almost over. Send it over to Kyle. He's got a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named as the Big Ten's co-defensive player of the week for his efforts in Iowa's 21-19 loss to Penn State over the weekend. He matched a career high with 16 tackles, including 6 solo tackles and 3 for a loss, as well as an interception and fumble recovery. Jewell leads the Big Ten with 44 tackles and has now received the honor twice in the first 4 weeks of the season. Despite the loss, Iowa earned some respect on Saturday night and received 16 votes in this week's AP poll, technically good for 31st in the country. Penn State's Saquon Barkley was named Offensive Player of the Week for his 211 rushing yards and school record 358 all-purpose yards against Iowa. He also had a career-high 12 receptions and now leads the Big Ten in rushing and receiving yards and receptions. The Iowa softball team beat Kirkwood over the weekend in its second game of the fall season 5-3 thanks to home runs from Arilee Bogar and Allie Wood. The Hawkeyes will be hosting the Big Four Classic this weekend beginning Friday with UNI. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders split a home-and-home with the Waterloo Blackhawks over the weekend, losing 4-0 on Friday in Waterloo and winning 5-2 in Cedar Rapids on Saturday. They've got 3 more preseason games this week, including another one at home against Sioux City on Thursday. Tonight after the show, it's Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and Cardinals in Arizona. That'll start up around 7:30, and we'll pick up coverage shortly after our show ends on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
All right, coming up on the show tomorrow, Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa football players gearing up for their first Big Ten road trip of the year to East Lansing and Michigan State. Great call, by the way, on my part, right? Michigan State going to beat Notre Dame. Yeah, that didn't happen. What else do we have tomorrow?
We will have Tom Kakert to talk about how availability goes down in Iowa City, and we'll also be talking with Adam Rittenberg.
That's Monday. See what Tuesday has in store. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans.